You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of Jimmy Huff, age 23, of Keithville, who was booked for possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance meth and possession of drug paraphernalia. The Sheriff's Office reported one arrest for unauthorized entry of an inhabited dwelling and simple criminal damage to property. The Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of Shayna Lewis, age 26, of Spring Hill, who was booked for theft and unauthorized use of an access card, as well as outstanding warrants for failure to appear. The suspect was taken into custody in Madison Parish and transported to Bayou Dorchit Correction Center. And a reminder, daylight saving time begins officially at 2 a.m. Sunday morning. Be sure to set your clocks ahead 1 hour before you turn in Saturday night. A 60% chance for showers with gradual clearing, high near 65, northeast wind at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Increasing clouds overnight, low 48, east wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy Saturday, high near 72, south wind gusts to 20 miles an hour. 40% chance of showers Saturday night, low near 62, south wind gusts to 30 miles an hour. 30% chance for showers Sunday, high 67, partly cloudy Sunday night, low 44, and that's the forecast. In a recent session of District Criminal Court held before Judge Mike Naren, Travis Eugene Barton was sentenced to 6 months in jail with credit for time served for domestic abuse battery. Rebecca Lynn Hinton pleaded not guilty to possession of drug paraphernalia, no insurance, and expired inspection sticker, and will stand trial at a later date. DeMarcion McCutcheon will stand trial May 19th for simple criminal damage to property under $1,000 and domestic abuse battery. Lewis Carroll New was given a 90-day suspended sentence, placed on probation, and fined $250 plus court costs for violation of a protective order. Kevin Ray Pettis was sentenced to 4 years at hard labor with credit for time served for each count of distribution of Schedule I controlled dangerous substance and distribution Schedule II controlled dangerous substance to run concurrent. Amanda Renee Richardson was sentenced to 1 year at hard labor with credit for time served for possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance, plus 2 years hard labor for possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance more than 2 grams but less than 28 grams with credit for time served to run concurrent. Larry John Smith was sentenced to 5 years at hard labor for each of 2 counts of distribution of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance to run concurrent with credit for time served. Myron Sumlin Jr. pleaded not guilty to flight from an officer following an emergency vehicle too closely and improper lights and will stand trial at a later date. Deldrick Washington was fined $500 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for each of 2 counts of criminal mischief to run concurrent. Billy Wright Jr. was fined $100 plus court cost or 5 days in jail for resisting an officer. Hearings were held for defendants for legal representation, Gavin Green, monetary instrument abuse, James Havard, simple burglary of an inhabited dwelling, simple criminal damage to property, theft and theft of a firearm, Tyrone Ford, aggravated criminal damage to property, Alton Cravens, obstruction of justice, Cordarius McClendon, aggravated criminal damage to property and hit and run, Jennifer Marie Crook, probation violation. Early voting for the March 25th election will begin Saturday. Early voting will be held Saturday, March 11th through March 18th, with the exception of Sunday. You can cast an early ballot between 8:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. each day in the voter registrar's office on the first floor of the courthouse. Early voting will also be held in Spring Hill, March 14th through the 18th, from 8:30 a.m. till 6 p.m. at the Spring Hill Civic Center. A meeting of the Webster Parish School Board is scheduled for 6 o'clock Monday in the school board offices on Shepherd Street. On the agenda, recognize the Employee of the Month, a resolution that identifies completion of continuing learning units by school board members, North Webster Junior High to take 200 students from the 6th, 7th, and 8th grades on a field trip to medieval times in Dallas, Texas, April 28th. Students with significant disabilities from Minden High in Doyleen to visit Panola Orchard and the Garden in DeBary, Texas on April 4th. Two teachers and one administrator from Webster Junior High to attend the Innovative School Summit March 30th through April 3rd in Orlando, Florida. For Melanie Lewis to address the board concerning the Louisiana Medicaid Partial Reimbursement Program, a presentation of potential academic and employee calendars for the 23-24 school year. Expenditures from the Doyleen Maintenance Fund, payment of $4,260 to replace an HVAC system evaporator coils in the kitchen area at Doyleen High. From the District 6 Absent Sales Tax Fund, $3,052.56 for cooling tower gear lube service at Minden High, $2,058.64 to replace an ignition board and thermal well in a boiler at Minden High, the payment of $7,990.50 for chiller control service through April 30th at Minden High, $13,134.98 funding for ice machines and installation at Webster Junior High. From the Sarepta Maintenance Fund, $3,500 for pressure washing the visitor bleachers at the North Webster Junior High football stadium. The meeting is open to the public. The annual MHS Darling Pageant is scheduled for 6 o'clock Saturday evening at the Minden High School Auditorium. Contestants in the pageant include Carly Elshout, Ava Martin, Kaylin Williams, Abigail Thomas, Lainey Wall, Morgan Carson, Tamara Marquez, Devin Harris, Allie Martin, Rowan Masher, Addison Fields, Ella Williams, and Alicia Butler. Tickets to the pageant are $10 and will be sold at the door Saturday night at Minden High. The Night at the Museum event is scheduled for Monday at the Dorcheat Historical Museum at 116 Pearl. Catherine Poole is the guest speaker and will speak about the Germantown Museum. Admission is free, but seating is limited. Doors open at 5:30. Program starts at 6. Potluck snacks and desserts are welcome, and donations are also welcome. A meeting of the Allen Cemetery Association is scheduled for 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon in the N.S. Coleman Building at New Light Baptist Church, all with loved ones in the cemetery. Those who own plots or wish to purchase plots are all invited to attend that meeting. An installation program for Joshua Williams Sr. is scheduled for 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon at the House of Faith Ministry at 501 Carolina. James Bonner of Sweet Home Baptist Church is the guest speaker. Graveside service for Gunnar Linebarger is scheduled for 1 o'clock today at Mount Lebanon Cemetery, with Paul Gray officiating. Survivors include his mother, April Linebarger of Minden, his father, Mac Linebarger, grandparents, Richard and Joanne Daniels of Minden, two brothers, Gage Daniels and Christopher Hirth of Minden, and two half-sisters also survive. A memorial service for Gracie Mae Kenner, age 74, is scheduled for 10 o'clock Saturday morning at the Minden Community House. Funeral services for Lewis Hamilton Sr., age 84, of Bienville, are scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Northwest 14th District Building, with burial to follow in the Old Castor Cemetery. Graveside service for Verindia Anderson, age 60, is scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Mount Olive Cemetery. A visitation is today, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. in the Minden Benevolent Chapel. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com.
Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO.
On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will automatically have the 377 prefix, unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers will automatically have a 318 area code, unless otherwise mentioned. They have to give away a refrigerator, needs a defrost repair, but other than that, it's good to go. Call 268-0046. That's a refrigerator to give away, needs defrost repairs, 268-0046. For sale, a 14-foot aluminum boat, motor, and trailer, and a two-seat pond tracker boat for sale, all at 572-1523. For sale, a 14-foot aluminum boat with motor and trailer. Also for sale, a two-seater pond tracker boat for sale, all at 572-1523. They have queen-size mattress, two TV cabinets, a book cabinet, and various toys to give away, all at 518-2432. That's queen-size mattress, two TV cabinets, a book cabinet, and they have various toys, indoor and outdoor toys, to give away. That's all at 518-2432. For sale, a gas dryer for $250. It's in Homer. The number to call is 553-0189. That's a gas dryer for sale. They're asking $250. It is in Homer, 553-0189. For sale, four boat seats and two pedestals. You can buy it all for $50. 707-5010. That's for sale. Four boat seats and two pedestals, all for $50. Call 707-5010. For sale, a treadmill, 518-2432. Treadmill for sale. They're asking $100 for it. 518-2432. For sale, a laptop computer with case and a Kindle tablet for sale at 517-9846. That's a laptop computer with case and a Kindle tablet also for sale, all at 517-9846. For sale, a 4x6 utility hauling trailer for $500, 773-3518. For sale, a 4x6 utility hauling trailer, asking $500, 773-3518. A total gem for sale, make an offer at 265-4991. They have for sale a total gem, make offer, 265-4991. Wanted, someone who could repair a Brother brand portable sewing machine, and they have to give away a pair of crutches. Call 288-1460. Wanted, someone to repair a Brother portable sewing machine and a pair of crutches to give away. Call 288-1460. Wanted, a power washer 658-6839. Wanted, a power washer at 658-6839.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.